The time is 8:07, another beautiful start here in North Central Wisconsin. At our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street here in downtown Wausau, currently partly cloudy skies, temperature stands at 62 degrees. It is the Friday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also join us by going to facebook.com and click on the Bow Falls Radio page, and then you'll see a chance to see a video stream. Be able to see us, be able to give questions and comments, and join the program that way. I know at some point we're hoping that we'll get back on X as well, but there's some issues involved involving payment and being a full-fledged member of Elon Musk's website. And I will say this, it is his platform. And if he wants to charge for us to use it in that way, I guess it's really not a major issue, and we'll have to wait and see whether or not we can go through the hoops to get to that point. But at the same time, I don't lose very much sleep not giving money to Elon Musk and the X platform that he has taken over for the past year or so. So, again, we're working on that. Hopefully, we'll be able to add a stream on X again sometime soon to go with what we do on Facebook.com. Coming up here on the program in just a few minutes at 8:20, we'll be talking to Brittany Merlot. She has been over in Oshkosh all week long at the EAA Air Venture, one of the big events not only here in Wisconsin but throughout the country, and she's been having herself a great time. It's been a pretty good week weather-wise over in Oshkosh. It continues through the weekend, and she is still there. She has been camping out over in Oshkosh all week long. We'll find out what's happening at the EAA Air Venture and also talk about our weekend forecast. And right now it's looking like it's going to be a very nice summer forecast. We'll get all the details with Brittany Merlot coming up at 8:20 this morning. And then coming up in hour number two of the program, we'll be joined here in studio by Paul Micklegg. We'll talk some Wisconsin sports. Coach was not with us last week. He was off in Oshkosh as well, coaching during the eight-player All-Star game. The All-Star games were last weekend in Oshkosh, eight-player on Friday, the 11-player small school and large school divisions were on Saturday, a final opportunity for graduated seniors to participate for their teams, their schools, and be part of an all-star game. So we'll talk a little bit about that experience for him and the players, and talk about what's going on with the Brewers. The Packers having their first padded practice today. Still waiting to see whether or not Jordan Love can get on the practice field sooner rather than later as the contract negotiations go on. The Olympics, the opening ceremonies are going to be happening later on tonight, and then the Olympic Games themselves getting underway. So plenty to talk about when it comes to sports, and we'll do that with Paul Micklegg coming up at 9:20. But before we go any further, I see not one but two people on the other side of the glass. As first of all, we're going to say good morning to our in-studio engineer and talk to our producer, Ian Walsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
It is Friday. Are you ready for the weekend? I'm ready for the weekend.
Yes, I am. It's been a A long week.
It's been
almost a ready to finish off with the number of the day quiz as well.
That's right, because what are you now? 2-for-4, right?
2-for-4,
yeah,
yes.
You clinched a winning week yesterday. But, you know, again, you still want to have more right than wrong for the week.
You want to climb the ladder, absolutely.
So, exactly right.
If I get today's question right, I'll be up to 60%.
And that would be 3 weeks in a row at that level or better. So, I mean, that would be a pretty impressive run, because you had 3 right 2 weeks ago. Last week you had 4 right, tying your all-time best, and now this week going for another 3 out of 4. So that will be coming up. I should have mentioned that as well. Our daily history lesson in the final segment of the show included will be our number for the day quiz with Ian. We give him 3 choices. He tries to get it right, and again, with 3 choices, that means he should get 1 out of every 3 right, and he's been outperforming the math in the last few weeks, so we'll look forward to that as well. I know we're going to be talking to Brittany about the weather coming up in just a few minutes, but any plans for this weekend?
Let's see. Not really anything too exciting. I don't really have any, like, big plans. Probably just do some errands, probably clean up around the house a little bit, get some exercise, but I try not to get too hot. I know this weekend's supposed to be just a little humid.
Yeah, so and the thing about
make sure it, I take care of myself.
The thing about it is I want you to rest up, because starting next Tuesday,
yes,
we're going to be spending some time out at Marathon Park. The Wisconsin Valley Fair is coming to Wausau starting Tuesday, going through a week from Sunday, July 30th through August the 4th. Fun and activities for all. In addition, we are going to set up a booth like we did last year, be able to say hello. You can stop on by. Maybe if I'm feeling extra, I don't know, adventurous, who knows? Maybe I should set up and do the show out there one day. I don't know yet. I'd be taking a little risk out there, but
that would be interesting.
I'm thinking maybe we're going to have to think about that and maybe do that coming up next week. I will put my mind to the task as I go through the weekend and see whether or not. But even if we're not there doing the show live, we'll be heading out there after the show and be out there during the course of the day. We will have a chance to say hello. You know, if you have any questions or comments to us in person, be great to talk to you. We will also have a couple of folks come from our Madison office from Civic Media, bringing the Truth Booth again. Remember the Truth Booth?
Yes.
We have a truth booth, which basically is we ask the folks who stop by our booth to come on in and just talk a little bit about things that are important to them, whether it's issues, whether it's their personal lives, and just get a little sense of the folks that are coming to the fair and give you an opportunity to speak. And then we use some of that audio on Civic Media and be able to give a real feel for the folks here in Central Wisconsin. So if you would like to come in and talk about, you can talk about, you know, politics, you can talk about sports, you can talk about living here in Central Wisconsin, you can talk about what you do. I mean, really, it's wide open, and it's really a cool way to let your voice be heard. It's a great way for us to learn more about our listeners and the folks here in Central Wisconsin. So again, we will be out there with the Truth Booth, we'll be out there with information on our radio station, and we'll just be out there to, you know, hang out and say hello and hopefully not sweat as much as last year. Remember how hot it was last year?
Yeah, and we were inside too.
Well, I think it's actually worse being inside that.
Yeah.
It's not air conditioned in one of those multi-purpose buildings they have at Marathon Park.
Yeah.
It felt like the air got very, very thick, and very hot last year. Looking like this weekend's gonna be hot and humid. Maybe early into the week, it's still gonna be rather warm, but hopefully it will be moderate. But this time of year, you take what you take, you get what you get.
Absolutely.
And just looking ahead towards next week, Tuesday mostly sunny, 84. Wednesday mostly sunny, 86. Thursday a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny, 85. So it will be warm, but the good news is for folks going out there, a lot of sunshine early in the fair, so hopefully be able to go out there and really enjoy the Wisconsin Valley Fair. See a lot of folks maybe you haven't seen in a while. You've been walking around the Midway, enjoying the activities. And again, live music. There'll be a demolition derby, a rodeo, animal judging, of course, a carnival all 6 days, classic fair food favorites. You know, you can't go to a fair without the fair food. I mean, so, and
it's not good for you, but it tastes delicious.
Absolutely. The Grandstand Entertainment, the features next week, Gabby Barrett, Low Cash, and Night Ranger. That's right up my alley, Night Ranger, from my era.
Cool.
They were huge back in the 1980s. So those will be the headline performers on the Grandstand next week. And
see, that's what I love about the Wisconsin Valley Fairs. They always have so much to offer every year. And plus it brings in a lot of people from, you know, outside the city of Wausau, too. It's a great way to meet new people and have lots of fun and just...
and the Grandstand lineup also, in addition to those musical acts, will include the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, their rodeo coming up on August 2nd and 3rd. And then it always seemed like the last day, you know, everybody's, you know, ready to, you know, probably pack up. They bring out the demolition derby where everybody just smashes into each other. So a week from Sunday at the Grandstand, they will have their demo derby to sort of wrap things up. Grandstand's shows begin at 7:30. Pre-show events start at 7 o'clock. And all the Grandstand events except the Demolition Derby are included with gate admission. And gates open at 4 p.m. to let people set up chairs and blankets. Free seating includes the Grandstand. The grass berms around the area are between reserve seating and the Grandstand. Reserve seats cost $25 prior to the fair, $30 after the fair begins. And again, you can get more information, WisconsinValleyFair.com. That's WisconsinValleyFair.com. But even if you don't go to the Grandstand events, you can go see all those rides, the carnival. North American Midway Entertainment will be providing rides and classic fair food all 6 days at the fair. And again, so it should be a whole lot of fun. And if you do go to the fair, make sure you find us. I'm still waiting to find out exactly where we're going to be. I've been trying to get all this information to get ready and get set up next week. And
I should figure it out.
I still don't know a lot of what's happening. So, but wherever we are, we will let you know. And then hopefully you'll be able to stop on by and say hello as well. So we'll look forward to that next week. The time is 8:18. Speaking to somebody who's been out and about, Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist. We'll talk to her from the EAA in Oshkosh coming up in just over a minute. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also join us by going to facebook.com, go to the Bow Falls Radio page, click on that, and be able to see a video stream, be able to ask us questions, make comments as well. And again, if you also would like to call or text us, you can do it through the Civic Media app. Just push on the buttons, call or text, or even send us an email. And also you can join us as well the old-fashioned way. You can just give us a call or a text. Our call and text number are the same, 715 715- 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to let your voice be heard on the program. Well, it is Friday. It's been quite a week, and I know it's been quite a week for Brittany Merlone. If you're looking at our Facebook video page, it looks like another gorgeous start in Oshkosh. It's been the EAA Air Venture all week long. Brittany's been there for Civic Media, providing all sorts of great reporting. And Brittany, I tell you, I know it's a lot of fun, but being out and camping and being part of a festival like that, it can be a little grinding as well. How do you feel after being out there and running around and doing all the work you've done all week long?
I'm going to be honest, I'm a little beat up. I'm a little worn out. It's definitely getting to me today. I started to feel it a little bit yesterday afternoon, but this morning I was like, TGIF.
Are you ready? One of the things about vacation I've noticed when I go away after a few days, the thing I kind of miss is being back in my own bed. Are you ready to get back into your own bed?
100%. I am ready for some moderate temperatures because overnight it has been really, really cold in a tent. I'm not kidding. Our temperatures have been hitting the dew point, so it has been condensating. It's wet when you wake up and you walk out in the grass, everything. You know, I've got my ATV to get here, and my butt's wet because I'm sitting on it and everything. So freezing mornings to warm afternoons where I'm lathering on the sunscreen every 2 hours because the sun has just been bright and beautiful. There's not a cloud in the sky right now. There's just a bunch of airplanes, that's the way I like it.
When you talk about what it's like, you know, trying to sleep and camping and all that stuff, it reminds me of what I like to tell folks when they ask me about camping out. My favorite kind of camping out is camping out in a nice hotel room.
Yes. AC, glamping, something like that. Cabin with the AC.
As you get down to the final days of the Air Venture, anything else that's really exciting that you're looking forward to before you head back home?
Ooh, that's tough. That's a really good question. You know, I haven't spent too much time out in the show actually looking at all the new planes and what's going on, so I want to kind of get a vibe for that. Otherwise, probably the Night Air Show, definitely again on Saturday, is one of my favorites. And Sunday, all of the merchandise is half off. So I'm not going to lie, I'm excited for that too. But I've got my volunteer EAA shirt on right now. And a huge shout out to all those volunteers. There's thousands of them to run this event, and it runs so smoothly. I've honestly never been to an event that's just perfect, honestly. Even the porta potties are clean. Okay, we'll put it that way.
I gotta ask you though, because you've been out, you know, doing all this at the EAA. Next week is the Wisconsin Valley Fair, and I know myself and Ian, and I've been trying to get all this again. I'm kind of scrambling here. I'm trying to get the information from the folks, but I hope that you're going to be able to make it out there at least a little bit and come out, because we're looking forward to seeing the folks here in Wausau, and I know folks would love to be able to see you as well. That's, you know, I know you've been running. I know you're probably ready just to crash a little bit, but I'm going to throw that little carrot out there and hopefully have a chance to have you come out there and join us and be hanging out with us at least a little bit in that very hot area of the Marathon Park multi-purpose building.
It does get pretty warm in there, doesn't it? So does. Come by and say hi, because I am going to stop by and do that, because I'm getting used to this outdoor office. I kind of like it.
Hey, and again, you know, this time of year, we can, you know, frankly, we expect warm weather, but it sounds like this weekend, it's going to be one of those days where it's not going to take much activity to break a pretty good sweat, is it?
No, not at all. Oh, gosh. So today, highs will hit the low 80s. But as we go into tomorrow, mid 80s with the humidity creeping back in as well. And that's going to stay with us as we go into next week. And here's what's happening. This front is going to be lifting through the area, pulling that Gulf of Mexico moisture up into Wisconsin. And as it swings by through the weekend, it will leave. But another one behind it really starts to settle it all in. So what we're going to see is mid 80s on Saturday tomorrow with some humidity. Sunday, the rain rolls in. I'd say a little drizzle is possible in the morning, but really the rain is in the afternoon and evening hours, mostly overnight and into Monday. And then another system brings through 90 degree temperatures. Yeah.
Oh, man. But it's summer. We got to deal with that once in a while. We've been pretty lucky the last actually couple of years in terms of not having a lot of 90 degree days, but That is hot.
I agree. That's too hot. And especially when you put the humidity on top of the actual temperature. And then if you think about the sun radiating on you as well, it's really going to be feeling like triple digits.
Absolutely. Well, what are the details as we head to the weekend for folks getting ready for their outdoor activities?
All right. Today, bright, beautiful blue skies, highs right at about 80 degrees. Winds are about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, it's going to get a little breezy, gusting up to 20 miles per hour, pulling in that humidity, and highs hitting into the mid-80s. So a little uncomfortable tomorrow. Sunday, that rain comes in, so more clouds, keeping us at about 80 degrees. Still humid, though, so it won't feel as pretty. And then that rain chances really increase in the afternoon, through the evening, and into our Monday and Tuesday, where, yes, we could see some thunderstorms. But at right now, none of them are looking like they're going to be severe. It's just going to be a hot, humid, damp, and dreary one.
Okay, well, Brittany, it's been a lot of fun seeing you, and it's been a lot of fun watching right now. See all these people just walk right on past you. And almost, it's like, don't they realize that you're on the air? They don't even look. It's like, oh, we've seen these people all the time doing their stand-up shots, and they're just walking past you, almost not even noticing. I'm thinking, what?
Well, I didn't see somebody wave.
Right? What's wrong? I was wondering, I've watched the video back, see what they're all doing behind me. But the media is pretty funny. They're from all over the world, media here. So I am just like everybody else. They have seen this.
Well, Brittany, again, it's been great talking to you from Oshkosh all week long. Enjoy the rest of your time there, and we'll catch you on Monday.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Bye, Brittany. Have a good weekend.
Goodbye.
That is Brittany Merlot, again, live from the EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh. She's been there all week long. In fact, she's staying there through the weekend as that concludes on Sunday. And it's good to hear that she'll be joining us at the Wisconsin Valley Fair next week when we are over enjoying our time there. Right now, 62 degrees is the temperature in downtown Wausau here at our studios. The winds are out of the southeast at 5 miles per hour. The dew point is 55, relative humidity of 78%. The barometer at 30.23 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. The time is 8:28 coming up. It's an information update. We'll get all the latest news, weather, and sports, our national and world news from CBS. Terry Bell will have our state news. We'll have local news and weather. And, of course, Mike Clemens will be on with sports. So everything you need to know at the top and the bottom of every hour right here on Civic Media and Bull Falls Radio. Ian and I will be back in just a few minutes. Chad Holmschel, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmschel, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:35. Beautiful start here on this Friday morning. Plenty of sunshine. Temperature in the low to mid-60s. Should be a terrific day and a warm and nice weekend as well. Some big news came down yesterday as here in Wausau tomorrow, going to get another special visitor. And Wisconsin is, of course, a major focus of the 2024 presidential election, knowing that it could basically tip the balance to either the Republicans or the Democrats in November. And, of course, in the last week, it feels like it's been longer, doesn't it, since the president announced he was not going to run for another term and that Vice President Kamala Harris was then given the endorsement of President Biden and the party has coalesced around her very quickly. But now The husband of Vice President Kamala Harris is coming to Wausau tomorrow. Yep, the second gentleman. Doug Emhoff will appear in central Wisconsin this weekend to campaign for his wife, Vice President Kamala Harris. The Harris for President campaign announced that Emhoff will speak on Saturday at the Hmong Wausau Festival. He'll also lead a voter canvassing event in Stevens Point. The Hmong Wausau Festival draws thousands each year for sports and dancing competitions, food vendors, and other attractions. It's put on by the Wausau Hmong American Center, a nonprofit that offers services for Hmong families. And the director of the Hmong American Center, of course, is Yi Leng Zhang, who is a Democratic candidate for the state assembly. So Doug Emhoff is going to be in Wausau tomorrow. He's also going to be in Stevens Point this weekend, canvassing for the Harris campaign, but going to try to get a word or two with Doug Emhoff maybe tomorrow while he is in central Wisconsin. But again, then that's just part of a wonderful event coming up this weekend. Again, the Hmong Wausau Festival, and a very special guest, Doug Emhoff, the husband of the vice president and the presumptive Democratic nominee for president, Kamala Harris. We'll have more on his visit on this program coming up on Monday. Also yesterday, when the show got done yesterday, I had to head over to Wisconsin Rapids to our civic media station, WFHR, for a meeting. We had a meeting, and it was sort of a center location. I had to pick up some stuff that we're going to give away as well next week at the Wisconsin Valley Fair, so loaded up my vehicle and then came back. And as I was driving back from Wisconsin Rapids back here to our Bow Falls studios in Wausau, I was tuned in to the Todd Alba show. And he was talking about the campaign, and and I was enjoying Todd's conversation. I said, "Hey, I'm going to give him a call." So I pulled out my phone. I brought up the Civic Media app. I brought up, because I actually wanted to see how it worked for WXCO as a listener. So I brought up the app, and then I hit the button to call, and boom, I was connected with the Todd Alba show, and Todd put me on the air, and we had a discussion about a little bit of politics here in central Wisconsin and the feeling with the Democrats going into the fall campaign. Yeah. And I was on with it for a few minutes. And one of the reasons I called as well is because he had played some audio from 2012. He was talking about President Biden and his legacy, and after him leaving the race and having his national address to the nation on Wednesday, he played some audio from 2012 where Joe Biden appeared on Meet the Press. And on that program, the then vice president came out for marriage equality. And he was the first major figure, especially from the Obama administration, that had come out and said, "Hey, I'm going to put it out there that marriage equality is the right thing. We need to move forward." And I wanted to play that as well. And let's listen right now. And then I'm going to talk about a caller that came right after I got off the phone with Todd Alba yesterday. Todd had this caller come right after me, and I was moved by the voice and the comments of this caller. But first, let's listen to what Joe Biden said in 2012 concerning the issue of marriage equality.
The president used his radio address yesterday and tomorrow in the Rose Garden to talk about a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage.
Think about this. The world's going to Hades in a handbasket. We are desperately concerned about the circumstance relating to avian flu. We don't have enough vaccines. We don't have enough police officers. And we're going to debate the next 3 weeks, I'm told, gay marriage, a flag amendment, and God only knows what else. I can't believe the American people can't see through this. We already have a law, the Defense of Marriage Act, where we've all voted, not where I voted and others said, look, marriage is between a man and a woman and states must respect that. Nobody's violated that law. There's been no challenge to that law. Why do we need a constitutional amendment? Marriage is between a man and a woman. What's the game going on here? And now we're going to also vote right after that about desecration of the flag.
Aren't these issues ones that the Republicans used successfully to demonstrate that the Democrats were out of sync on cultural and values in that
I don't know that they've used it successfully. What's a fascinating thing Katrina did. Katrina not only blew away the Gulf, but blew away the illusion that these guys were competently able to deal with the real problems that Americans face. And I think this just highlights the fact they have no intention, they have no plan to deal with health care. They have no plan to deal with our national security. They have no plan to deal with the energy crisis. They have no, I mean, gasoline's going up an incredible amount. I've got a bill along with others saying, look, make every single automobile company by the year 2008 or 9, depending on which one you pick, have flex fuel automobiles. Make every gas station in America have to have a flex fuel pump. That would fundamentally begin to alter importation. But no one wants to offend anybody. We don't want to offend the oil companies. We don't want to offend the auto workers. We don't want to offend anybody. And what are we going to do? Because we don't want to make any hard decisions, let's go talk about gay marriage. I think it's ridiculous.
You raise social policy. I'm curious. You know, the president has said that his views on gay marriage, on same-sex marriage, have evolved. But he's opposed to it. You're opposed to it. Have your views evolved?
Look, I just think that the good news is that as more and more Americans come to understand what this is all about is a simple proposition. Who do you love? Who do you love? And will you be loyal to the person you love? And that's what people are finding out is what all marriages at their root are about. Whether they're marriages of lesbians or gay men or heterosexuals.
Is that what you believe now?
That's what I believe.
And you're comfortable with same-sex marriage now?
I am Vice President of the United States of America. The president sets the policy. I am absolutely comfortable with the fact that men marrying men, women marrying women, and heterosexual men and women marrying men are entitled to the same exact rights, all the civil liberties. And quite frankly, I don't see much of a distinction beyond that.
That last portion of what the Vice President Joe Biden in 2012 said was actually a big step forward, because as the discussion began at the time, the law of the land was marriage between one man and one woman, and that the Republicans were going to spend 3 weeks talking about the social issues and trying to get constitutional amendments put through. But at the end, David Gregory, who was in the host of Meet the Press, asked the president about his evolving thoughts on marriage equality. And the vice presidents came out and said, it's about who you love. It's about having the relationships, good relationships, and it doesn't matter whether it's a lesbian relationship or a gay relationship or a man and a woman relationship, as long as it's based on love and based on the right things. And he basically said right at the very end, he endorsed it. And that was ahead of the president at the time. And I remember when that came out, there were folks who were saying, oh, it's another Biden gaffe. It wasn't another Biden gaffe. It was Joe Biden getting out there a little bit earlier than the rest of the White House did. But in the end, the president then stood with the vice president and said, yes, I agree with the vice president. And that was a major step forward. And the reason I played that, and again, was yesterday when I was driving back to Wausau from Wisconsin Rapids, Todd Alba, then after I made a call and I said to him, thank you for playing that piece of audio, because I thought it was a very important piece of audio, and I had my say. And then another caller came and spoke to Todd and said, when he got a little emotional talking about it, saying, you know, when the vice president said that, he said it was like the first time that he had ever felt that, what was the wording? Again, I wanted to actually have the audio of this caller from Todd's show yesterday, but unfortunately Todd's show was not put on the podcast page yet, so I can't get you the exact wording, but said that basically it was the first time he felt seen, where it wasn't that he was somehow wrong. It was like some sort of an immoral relationship, or that he was born the wrong way. That Vice President Joe Biden made this person feel completely American, and that he had, that for the first time, wasn't being used as a scapegoat. And again, I wish I had the actual audio. I wish you could have heard the emotion in the voice. And the thing that kind of also jumped out at me about that comment and about the words of the then vice president is, and also what the president said on Wednesday and how the response has been after his withdrawal, showing that, you know, it's not about him. It's about the country. It's about the party. It's about putting forth the best candidate to beat Donald Trump. But the idea that politicians, both on the left and the right, both Democratic and Republican, have the capability of lifting the emotions of the people of this country. And I say that not just to say, oh, well, Joe Biden in this case and other cases has had the ability to lift the American people, or it's just Obama or just Democrats. No. During my lifetime, I can recall numerous instances of Republicans or politicians that I may not agree with, or that have others who don't agree with, have had the ability in special moments to be able to bring the country together through their words and through their feelings and through their actions, just as much as Democrats do. I go back thinking about Ronald Reagan. May disagree in a number of different ways politically, but boy, when the space shuttle disaster occurred when I was a very young person, the president said the right words. He brought us together in a moment of grief. He was able to bring the country together and lift the country in a very difficult time through his words. George H.W. Bush talked about 1,000 points of light, talked about a kinder, gentler nation. He wasn't making that stuff up. He believed it. He was trying to lift the country up. George W. Bush, in the aftermath of 9/11, talking about Muslim Americans, for folks not to blame all Muslims, especially Muslim Americans, for the actions of the terrorist on 9/11. He was able to use his voice in a way that brought people together in the right way. So again, as we go into 2024, and you're looking at people like Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, do they have the capability of lifting our country through their words and their actions? I have not seen it yet. But that's a question for Republicans and conservatives, where they want their party to go. There are people that have conservative beliefs, conservative policies that actually could bring the country together in some way. They made the decision for the last three cycles to nominate a guy that can't do that. And I hope at some point that they look at it and say, hey, there are voices within our party that can bring people together, that can lift people up. I think that would be important as we move into the future. The time is 8:49. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXEO. And on the Civic Media app. With Ian Welch and also our intern, Aiden Bennett, who is learning from Ian. And at some point, we're going to have, hopefully, are you showing him what you're doing back there so that at some point, maybe he can sit in front of that microphone, at least for a few moments, and get a feel for what you're doing.
We're going to get him in front of the board eventually.
That's what our plan is. Absolutely. He's kind of seeing what we do around here for about 6 weeks or so through next month, and we're happy to have him on board, and happy that there's still folks that are interested in radio and what we do. Because I do think that what we do is very important. I think it's also very exciting and fun, and I think that I feel very fortunate to be able to have a career in this business. Again, there's a responsibility to it, I think, as well. And very happy to be with you here this morning, and very happy that you're out there joining us as well. Do you want a hint on what the topic will be for your number for the day quiz coming up in about an hour?
You know what? Yes, I do. Well, like what is the subject for
like
today's number?
Yeah, I'd like to give you a little bit of something to think about in the next hour.
Going.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. The topic of our number for the day is Bugs Bunny.
Oh, I am a huge Looney Tunes fan.
Bugs Bunny is the topic today. So
this will definitely be an interesting number.
Yep, this will be an interesting number. So I will look forward to that. Again, our final segment will be our daily history lesson, talk about some famous events that occurred on this date in history, and also celebrity birthdays, and also have our number for the day quiz with Ian as he tries to make it 3 out of 5. Yep, 3 out of 5 to wrap up the week.
Do other radio stations have the daily history lesson?
Well, I know that Pat does a history segment as well, but I don't think he has a number for the day. I think he just talks. He does a lot of stuff with the history. So
it's really nice that radio stations will give you like a daily history lesson of things that have happened, because it's very important to remember that, you know, if we don't learn from our history, we're doomed to repeat it.
Yep,
so
exactly.
So it's nice to have these reminders of these moments in history, because it gets you thinking, and it gets you, like, searching to find out more about them, and then you learn a lot more.
Exactly. Hey, let's have a quick sports update. The Woodchucks, they stay red hot. The Wausau Woodchucks, nice. After the All-Star break, were back in action last night at Athletic Park, and they continue to rack up the hits. They continue to rack up the runs, and they continue to rack up the wins. The Chucks defeated Green Bay last night 9-4, 13 hits in the game. Max Galvin Jr. and Vance Sheehan had home runs for the Woodchucks, who are now 16-4. In the second half of the Northwoods League season, they are still in first place, and they will be traveling to Green Bay to take on. Do you know what the Green Bay Northwoods League's team nickname is? Ooh. You know, the Woodchucks or the Wausau Woodchucks. Right. You'll never get this one. I don't know why it is.
No, it's I don't have any
it guess. It is the Green Bay Rockers.
Rockers.
I have no idea. The Rockers.
You know, like the rocking a chair or the actual rocks?
I hope. Or it could be like the music. It could be a rocker.
Oh, yeah. So, hard I mean, rockers.
Could be one of those. I'm not sure, but there's Green Bay Rockers. So.
No, I can't say I've ever heard of that team before.
But they did not give the Woodchucks much of a battle last night. The Brewers back in action tonight. They were off yesterday. The Brewers will be taking on the Miami Marlins down at American Family Field. I am going to the game tonight.
Nice.
You know, because Pat Kreitlow actually invited me. He's got tickets.
Yeah, I saw that message yesterday.
Yep.
So, he had an extra ticket, and he wanted you to
come. So he's, yep. So I'm going to, because Pat is a guy that loves yacht rock. It is a music format, and it is yacht rock night at the ballpark.
Nice.
So that's why he's going. And his few of the folks that he knows, and he said, hey, I got some tickets, so going to go. Paul Mickley, who's coming in the next hour, he's going to come with me. So we're going to have a good time, and I'll report on our Yacht Rock night at the ballpark on Monday. So
yeah, the only time I've ever been to American Family, I feel, is when my dad and my sister and I went to a Brewers a pregame. It was a lot of fun, though. We got a lot of good pitchers, and it was interesting to watch, though, because I'm not really a big fan of baseball, right. But it was still interesting to get a feel for what it was like. It was pretty packed. There was quite a few people that showed up.
And finally, I wanted to, because I talked about radio and the power of radio. And yesterday, and I'm a baseball fan, there was a no-hitter. And I got the sound on your screen.
Yeah.
And I want to play the final out of a San Diego Padre no-hitter yesterday. Because I thought it was really, as somebody who's a play-by-play broadcaster, I thought this guy did a pretty good job. Here was that.
Abrams to right field. Johnson coming in. He makes the catch. No hits for the Nats. Dylan Cease throws a no-hitter. The second no-hitter in Padres history. There'll be a sea of San Diegans celebrating back home today.
Dylan Cease has been in complete control this afternoon. The last pitch was the slider. Oh, yeah. Bryce Johnson squeezes it. His Padres teammates, the Friar faithful. It's time to have a party for Dylan Cease.
No, that's a lot of fun. I don't know. I get to call a lot of games. It's fun when you have those special moments and to be able to call a no-hitter or something like that. And also, I'm just happy because nowadays we see pitchers that have no-hitters after 7 innings or 8 innings. Then they pull them from the game. That always annoys me. Let the guy finish his no-hitter. And that's what happened. Dylan Cease of the San Diego Padres able to toss the second no-hitter in San Diego Padre history yesterday. So I'm just glad that, oh, you're going to throw too many pitches and we got to get you out of there even with a no-hitter. No, I'm an old-fashioned baseball kind of guy. You got to finish off that game, finish off the no-hitter.
Finish what you started.
That's exactly. Right. So I enjoyed that, and I enjoyed the call. And Mike Clemens, our sports director, sent that call to us. So that was really something very cool. And yeah, it was a good call of the final out of that game. The San Diego beat the Washington Nationals by a score of 3-0. Dylan Cease with that no-hitter. Hey, coming up, we got another hour to go here on our Friday. Again, we'll be joined by Paul Micklegg. We'll talk some sports starting at 9:20. We'll talk about our trip to Milwaukee tonight as well. A whole bunch of fun to see the crew. Some bad news for the Brewers, however, as it looks like Kristen Yelich is out for a while. So that'll be part of the conversation as well. But we'll come back with one more hour here on this Friday. Yep, it is Friday. Heading towards the weekend. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.